Yes, welcome to another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth. Today's topic, well, number of topics, but we're going to be talking about the Grammys. Zacchaeus, how you doing?
Pretty good, very good. How you doing? How you doing out there, all right?
Good, good. So, you saw the show, or at least parts of it, enough of it. From what you saw, what'd you think of this year's 2018 Grammy Awards?
This from Rihanna was good with Tory Lanez. That was a good performance. But that song, Naked, that song with that they did, Wild Things.
Oh, with DJ that Khaled, that record. Okay.
Yeah, Wild Things. That was okay performance.
Is it Wild Things or Wild Thoughts?
Yeah, Wild Thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah. Wild Thoughts with Rihanna and got DJ Kylie. Yeah, Wild Thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, that song, every time I hear that song, I think about
Carlos Santana.
Carlos Santana, exactly. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear that song, yeah. You know, they took the whole instrument and they.
It's hard not to think of that.
Exactly, because they did the whole Carlos Santana beat. They took that beat, and I think Wycliffe was the one that produced that beat.
City High. Remember City High? It was
Carlos City High.
You know, the Maria Rihanna. She reminds me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem. That joint.
Yeah. I like the original better, of course. But, you know.
Yeah, I do too. This whole Wild Thoughts thing is just, you know, I thought, to me, I think it's weak in comparison to the original. I mean, that's just my opinion. Everybody's making a big. Well, here it is. It's a generation thing, because we remember that when that song first came out, and I was at an undisclosed location. Some girl was singing it, and I was like, "Oh, that's that Carlos Santana joint." She said, "Who's that?" So I felt, old when I said that. She was like, "Nah, I don't know who that is, but that's Rihanna." Now, I know who Rihanna is, you know, but I was like, "What the heck?" Because I didn't hear that song. I did hear the song before, but originally, when I heard it playing, I didn't hear the lyrics yet. I just heard the ding, 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 ding. I heard the guitar riff. So I thought automatically she was listening to that City High joint, that Carlos Santana City High joint. She was listening to that. Cause then I heard later, I said, what is this? A remix? She said, that's no, she said, remix of what?
Oh.
So that's when I realized I was in a different time. So, anyway, go ahead, Zacchaeus.
Going into the Grammys, man. You know what it is with music now? There's a lot of artists that's copping the they taking the old stuff from the early 2000s and the 90s, and they're remaking it.
Yeah.
Chris Brown did "Hold Me, Come Caress My Body, You Got Me Going Crazy, Yo." Turn me on, you know, and
that song ain't even that old. Okay. That song is not even old, actually. I hear what you're saying. What you're saying is they're remaking songs that are not really that considered old yet. I mean, you're remaking something that came out within the last 10 years or, well, 15 years. Well, I don't know. I guess if it's in the last 15 years, you can consider it old school. I don't know. I guess it's kind of hard for me. To do that, but I don't know. But I mean, I guess it all depends on this. If you go back, okay. I guess if you go back in the early 90s, and then if you remade something from the late 70s, then that's 12 years ago. I'm talking about at that time. If it's 92, and you remade something from 79. So I guess that makes sense because it's 2018. Well, 2017. I'll count that, you know, because these songs were released actually last year. It's 2017. You remake something from 2001. I mean, is that old school now? That's only, you know, I mean, where are we going with this?
Exactly. It's just, I guess that's the way the music and music,
yeah.
I guess these young people being, you know, these young people, you know, what we consider, they consider things old school if it's 10 years old, you know?
Yeah, 10 years old. Yeah, Soulja Boy said, that 50 Cent was his favorite old school rapper. I'm like, old school? 50? Old school. It's his old school.
Yeah.
I just don't consider, what I consider old school I guess today I consider old school early 90s and down. Before that, I never considered the 90s old. I never considered anything in the 90s old school before I was 30. I didn't consider anything old school until it was from the 80s era and down. That's what I considered old school. These days, what's considered old school is the year 2000s and down. What the heck?
Exactly. They're calling it old school. Yeah, I guess Big Daddy Kane is fossil and Rakim is fossil, I guess. I don't know, man.
Word. It's just... Legends, but yeah, that's basically how they're regarded as. And respectfully, that's what you're saying. You're saying respectfully, that's what they're regarded as being fossils.
Respectedly.
Because we love Kane and Rakim, but. All right, let's go through more.
Legends. God raps, legends, yeah.
I didn't see the awards. The only performance I saw, because I just so happened to catch it on Facebook, was Kendrick's. And, you know, Dave Chappelle was basically in that performance as well, as far as, like, when a song cut from a song, he started talking. And one of the things that Dave Chappelle said, ain't nothing more dangerous. The only thing more dangerous than a black man speaking his mind is a black man speaking his mind. He's talking about the perception of American. I get what he means. And so
exactly.
I noticed something. When Kendrick did his performance, on the screen it said, "This is a satire by Kendrick Lamar." I have a feeling that the only reason why that was added in that performance is to ease. I think that's kind of a calm down message to the media. Don't take this too serious. This is my disclaimer. So in the background, he put, "This is a satire." You know, if you know anything about what if anything, you know what satire means. Satire is kind of like saying this is not meant to be taken too serious. It's kind of like saying that, like you have books that are satire type of books and movies that are, you know, off of a satire. Let me look up the definition of satire. That way people know exactly where I'm getting that.
But yeah, because
because with his performances in the past on the Grammys, there's always been people coming at him crazy. So I feel like, all right, this is what this means, satire. The use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose and criticize people's stupidity or vices, particularly in context of contemporary politics and other topical issues. So it's not exactly what I said before, but I think that was used as a disclaimer. So then when somebody talks about it, then when somebody does a media report about it, which they will, they'll say, well, you know, Kendrick said this was a satire, so chill. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why that was put there. Because that wasn't put there for the year before that when he performed Black of the Berry, and I thought that performance was better than this one.
Yeah, I remember that performance. Ooh, when he, yeah, I remember
when,
that performance.
When he performed the joints from To Pimp a Butterfly album, and he did the scene, it was the prison scene. When they were all chained up as inmates, and then it switched to the Africa traditional Africa celebration. I guess I don't know if it was to imitate what happens in a voodoo situation or whatever traditionally, or whatever it was. There was the face paint, all this other stuff. It, you know, I don't know if that was what he was going for, but that's what it looked like when he performed Black of the Berry on that part. And when he performed, dang, what else he do? Forgot what else he did. I like that performance. If you ask me, I like that performance better. But I just so happen to like that album better. See, I like To Pimp a Butterfly. Okay, yeah. No, I like To Pimp a Butterfly better than Damn. So that's just me. That's just me. Hold on, Zacchaeus, you there? Zacchaeus, go ahead.
This is much more live. You can hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Describe me. Am I seeing this one?
Zacchaeus, repeat that whole thing. I'm sorry. There was some feedback. Go ahead.
Yeah, I seen that performance too.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar's performance, but I remember the last one you talked about too, the inmate suit look.
That was 2017's. Yeah, that was last year's. That was last year's one, and he
knows last year's performance.
Yeah,
man.
I thought that was better. I thought that was a better performance and better song selection. Well, that's because I like that album better than this recent one. So maybe that's why I favor that. I might be a little biased. But that's the only performance that I saw. Shout outs to Kendrick, but I must say it was kind of hard to kind of catch his lyrics towards the end of his performance. A lot of people don't like Kendrick's voice. I don't have a problem with his voice, but a lot of people like his music and they like his content and his lyricism. But they just don't like his voice.
Like his voice. Oh, is his voice is too high pitched? I don't know what it is. Is it too high pitched?
It has nothing to do with it. You know what it is? It's a combination of the tone of his voice and his delivery.
Is it a little bit auto-tone in his voice, you think? No.
Lord, no. I hope not. No, I don't think there's auto-tone in his voice. But it's just that his voice... Sometimes, I'll admit, when I first heard Kendrick, I didn't give him a chance because I said, wow, this guy sounds like a fake Andre 3000 from Outkast. So I didn't respect Kendrick at first. Didn't respect his music, didn't respect his flow until I started to really hear him off the Good Kid, Mad City album. I'm kind of late to Kendrick. People know Kendrick before that. I'm late to him. In my opinion, I'm late to him, and I'm late to a couple guys in his category, like J. Cole, I guess you could say Logic, a couple other people. I'm late to them. I didn't follow them in the beginning. That's because a lot of if you knew and you come out in today's mainstream hip-hop world, I don't know who you are. And that's because, sadly, I just feel like it's safe for me to assume that you're going to be here today and gone tomorrow. So what's the point of me even paying attention to you? You know, so that's how I am with today's mainstream hip hop artists. So.
They also had another performance with Cardi B and Bruno Mars. That they took that.
Oh, that one joint that. The video looks like In Living Color, that joint.
In Living Color, yeah, they took that from In Living Color. And I know that that's one thing I like about that video, how they captured they're wearing a cross color.
Yeah, the outfit. 90s.
Early. 90s cross. Those who grew up in the 90s know that cross color was the move. I remember wearing cross color. The pants, the colors, the different type of cross color had all colors in it.
Yeah.
Jeans, you could, any color you wanted, cross color. And back then it was a baggy look back then. It was like the baggy jeans, the baggy outfits. You know what I'm saying? That was like your jeans. You had the jeans, denim. You had the denim, cross color look. You know, you had the baggy jeans, the big Tim boots, and you had the jeans, the baggy jeans tucked into the Tim boots. And that was your get up, you know, that was a baggy look, and that was a hip hop. That was a, back then in the early 90s, that was the look back then, the cross color, you know, just like you, people remember me wearing FUBU, but it was just like the cross color look back then. And what they did was with Cardi B and Bruno Mars, they brought that cross color look back into the video. Of course, they called it Living Color. But those who don't know Living Color was a show that, the Wayans brothers came out with. The Wayans brothers, you know, Damon Wayans, Arlen Wayans, they came up with The Living Color, and it was a show back in the early 90s. If you grew up around the 90s, early 90s, you know that you have to rush home and check out The Living Color.
Yeah.
So what they did with that, what I'm talking, it was like, you know, the show, the beginning of the show, Living Color, they brought out the song, You Can Do It in Living Color. And then you see and then what Cardi B, Bruno Mars did was they brought the beginning of the show, the theme of the song, the theme of the Living Color show. And the video portrayed the beginning of the show, like the episode, how they, you know, how they performed and, you know, and how the Living Color look. That was a Living Color look.
Okay, so what the performance looked like, though? When they performed, did they mimic that from the video?
They mimicked the whole thing in the music video. And they even did, and they even brought out the performance in the Grammys this year, too. You know, when they did that song, they brought out the Living Color look with the cross color look, and Cardi B rapping and Bruno Mars coming with the singing. Which I thought it was kind of unique, you know? And I said, it was a cool performance too.
Okay. What other performances that's worth talking about happened? Because I'm about to get into these winners.
Then they had the Rihanna performance with, of course, Rihanna with
You had mentioned that earlier.
Those are the performances that really stood out to me. Those are the performances that stood out to me. And of course, I had Lady Gaga with the big long skirt where, you know, she was.
Lady Gaga.
She was singing.
Is she back to looking crazy again, man?
Oh, she looked. No, she looked. No, she looked good normal. Now,
oh, know? Okay. Because yeah, you know. Cause you know.
Somebody that passed. The song was a good song. She dedicated the song to somebody that passed, you know?
So okay. That's why she wasn't looking crazy.
Oh, that like. Yeah, it was a live performance, you know. Okay. She did a piano performance. Her voice was good, so.
It was a Lady Gaga's talented. I have no problem with her talent. I always thought, this is what I thought about Lady Gaga. I just thought she was weird. I never thought there was anything wrong with her as far as vocally. I never thought that. What I thought style-wise was, oh, Jesus, is this a Madonna ripoff? But she has more of a voice than Madonna will ever have. Madonna don't have, no. No. Okay? So she has more of a voice than Madonna will ever have. But style wise, I thought she was a Madonna ripoff. But no, Lady Gaga is talented. You know, she could sing and play instruments. So, you know, didn't Alicia Keys perform?
You know what? If I did catch the highlights, I think I missed that one. I think she did, right?
I don't know. I saw somebody on Facebook talking about Alicia Keys, maybe she didn't perform. Maybe she presented an award. Her dress was probably ridiculous. You know, maybe she was looking off the chain and that's why people was talking about her. But I didn't watch the awards. I didn't get home in time to watch it. I was working. So, but all right, now let's get into these winners here. So I'm going to have to, before I get the album of the year, let me go a little further in. Who won? You said, I can't even find it on this list. Jesus. What category? You said in the reggae category. Who won that?
B-Man won in the reggae category.
Well, who was in the nominations, though? Who he beat?
I'm thinking Ziggy Marley, maybe Damien, Junior Gong. You know, and I think it was maybe two others in that category, too. I got to look at it. But I know Beanie Man is. I've seen Beanie Man won. Now I was happy for Beanie Man, man.
Oh, nah. I like Beanie Man, yo. You know that's him when he start that. Sima, who got the keys to my Beamer? Who am I? Let's see. I'm trying to go down on the list here. I had to get a different list because the list I was looking at didn't show reggae. It didn't show it. I don't know why. Dang, it was over 60 awards. I can't read all of this. Jesus. We only going to talk about the ones that matter to our audience. I ain't going to be talking about who won Best Country. I don't care about that. Yeah, I don't care about Best Country. So I definitely ain't gonna be reading that. Let's go to the hip hop awards. Rap category. R&B. R&B.
Yeah.
Okay. So best R&B. Let's start with this. Best traditional R&B performance. So Childish Gambino won with Redbone. Actually like that joint. That's that joint. Stay woke. Ding, 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 ding. You know, that joint right there. That if you want it, if you need it, we can make it. That joint. Although it does sound like, always thought it sound like Bootsy Collins' Telephone. Always thought it did. Shout outs to Star from Star and Buck Wild talking about that on Everyday Struggle, because I always thought that. As soon as I heard that joint go, so then I'm listening to that. I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds like I'd rather be with you. And I'd rather be with you. See, that's why I'm like, that sound like, anyway, classic song by Bootsy, but shout outs to Childish Gambino. For those who don't know who Childish Gambino is, that's also actor Donald Glover. Okay. So best traditional. So he won that. So who was nominated in that category was Still by Molly Music. Let It See. Oh, I didn't know Let It See got nominated. Let It See All the Way. What I'm Feeling by Anthony Hamilton featuring the Hamiltones. And The Bella Project, Laugh and Move On. I don't even know who that is, Lord. Best R&B song.
I know, yeah.
Oh, Bruno Mars won that. That's What I Like.
Mm-hmm.
So he beat SZA, Childish Gambino, He beat who? He beat. I ain't reading that. But anyway, That's What I Like is a hit.
Yeah.
Big hit. Not surprised that won. SZA probably would have won if it wasn't for, well, I don't know. That probably would have been between SZA and Childish Gambino if Bruno Mars' song didn't exist. It would have been probably out of them two. But Bruno's too much of a superstar to not win this award. Just saying.
Yeah.
He's having a successful career. I think he will continue to have a successful career. I at one point accused him of Swagger Jack and James Brown, but I'm not going to say that. No, I did. But I'm not going to, in terms of his music. His music is not funk, soul like, James Brown. No, it's not what I mean. I meant as far as certain performances and dances, I thought he was Swagger Jackin' James Brown. Swagger Jackin'. Okay? Not just paying homage, but straight up Swagger Jackin'. Because to me, Michael Jackson paid homage to James Brown. But he didn't jack James Brown swag. No. So, you know, anyway. Shout out to Bruno Mars. Okay, best R&B album. I'm sorry, before we get to that, best urban contemporary album. So we got, I don't even know how to say this cat's name. Six.
What is that category?
Six Lack or Black, whatever how you say his name. Childish Gambino, Awaken My Love. American Teen, Khaled. SZA with Control, Starboy. With The Weeknd. The Weeknd won that one.
Okay.
Not surprised. It's The Weeknd. Not surprised. This is usually a category that he does good in. Best R&B album. I'll just read the winners, Jesus, because it's just, I don't need to read all of this. 24 Karat Magic, Bruno Mars. I don't think anybody's surprised there.
No.
Hold on. Music Soul Child got nominated? I didn't even know Music Soul Child. Okay. I need to step my R&B game up because I didn't even know he even had an album out. Did you? Zacchaeus. Oh, Lord. Mm. Zacchaeus, you there?
I'm there, yeah.
Okay, did you know that, did you know that Music Soul Child had an album out?
But they always play his own music. They don't play nothing new from Music Soul Child.
That's what I'm saying.
I listen to the radio sometimes. I don't hear it. I don't hear it on the I don't hear it so much. I know he had a new music out. I didn't even know he was nominated, but I didn't even know he had new music out. I didn't know that.
Yes, I had no idea.
Remind me of when Ziggy won the Grammy Awards for reggae, and I'm like, I didn't know Ziggy still putting out the music, man. I didn't know, man, but okay.
Ziggy still is, but Ziggy's just, I hear what you're saying, because the last song I heard from Ziggy was Love Is My Religion, but that's like 5 years.
Yeah, I remember that tune. Yeah, that was a while ago.
That's probably like 5 years now, man. Let's go. Best. Now, let's get into the rap category. Best rap perform. Wait, hold on. Did I do best R&B performance? I did. Childish Gambino won that one. Okay. Best traditional performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best. Oh, no. I missed one. Best traditional R&B. Childish Gambino won that one. Best traditional R&B performance. But best R&B performance is a different one. That is Bruno Mars won that one. But That's What I Like. Not surprised about that. Although, I'm not going to lie, I thought maybe that's a close one. I thought maybe they would give it to SZA. But that Bruno winning that, it makes sense. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. The song deserves to win, but I think at a BET Awards, he probably wouldn't win that. they probably would give it to SZA because she's new. Okay. Let's go to rap. I just want to make sure I got that out of the way. Best rap performance. Kendrick Lamar, Humble.
That he gets that. Yeah.
Dude, you know what, man? That's the least. That's one of the least songs I like on that album, man. I'm just keeping Humble? It real. Yeah. I mean, when you hear the rest of the album, that's not. There's so much that's better than that song. That just so happened to be a single. You know, but he beat Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. Dude.
Ow.
And he beat Migos, Bad and Bougie. Okay. If you would have asked me a month ago who would win this award, I wouldn't have ever said Kendrick. Not because Kendrick's not skilled, but because everywhere you turned around, you heard this song. Do 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 do. Every time you turn around, you heard Bodak Yellow. Jesus Christ!
I know, that's what I'm surprised that she didn't win. That's why when you read it, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm surprised that this Cardi B didn't win.
Yo, you heard it everywhere. You know,
everywhere.
My God, it was that's annoying.
So, yeah, sometimes I had to take the radio. I'm like, let me take the radio. Do, do. All I'm hearing, do, do.
Son.
If you wanted to. If you want.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. I was in a barbershop a while back when I had cut my dreads, right? And my man, you know, we know him. You know our boy Davey. I go in the shop. They playing the record. Mm-hmm. I'm in the chair, they playing the record.
Okay, right.
I'm still in the chair, they playing the record. Your man said, yo, he said, yo, man, I can't listen to this no more. Can't listen to this no more. He had to turn the station. He's like, yo, they just play. He was like, yo, they just played that. You know?
Yeah, it gets so, it's so like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, yo, man.
He's like, yo, we just played that. You know?
And he couldn't even listen to it no more. Oh,
exactly.
Man.
So.
That's what I'm surprised he didn't win. Either
her or Migos. I think what will probably happen is that she'll win a BET award or MTV awards. They'll probably give that to her. They probably won't even nominate Kendrick for Humble just so she could win it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Kendrick.
You know. See, the awards are decided differently. There's usually like a voters panel, and they vote on, I think it's between artists and other people, writers and everybody. And I think they decide who wins. So when Grammy awards are decided, the voting process or MTV awards is just different. You know, I'm going through these winners. That way we can finally move on with this topic. Best rap/sung performance. Kendrick Lamar, Loyalty, featuring Rihanna. Now, that's a song I like better than Humble. Surprisingly.
Loyalty.
I actually like that one. That song actually.
I remember that song pumping, yeah.
That song grew on me, but son, they beat Jay-Z featuring Beyonce with Family Feud. Now, if I was to pick what song I liked it better out of the two, I like Family Feud better. Okay? But the awards are not decided about what I like. You know.
Right.
But
right.
They beat SZA and Travis Scott's song Love Galore. I'm actually kind of shocked because that SZA song, I mean, that's another song that got heavily played. You know, and then, you know, she performed that on the BET Awards. You know, you saw that one.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So Kendrick won that. But that's a good song to win, though. It seemed like Kendrick took over the awards. Good Lord.
He did.
Best rap song. Humble won that again. So he beat Cardi again. Okay. Let's go into this one, because in that nomination was Bodak Yellow, also who was in that was Story of OJ. Now, come on.
But I like
Story of I like Story of OJ. I like Story of OJ out of all of these records, hands down.
Yes.
But
yes.
The content on Story of OJ, they're not gonna get at the J. They're not gonna get at the J. Now, if Jay would have came out with Big Pimpin' at this time, yeah, maybe that would have won.
Yeah, but hey, you gotta tell the truth.
Hey, you know.
And, you know, content, you know, they you know, we don't want no nothing conscious coming up. Humble is, sit down. Don't be humble.
Humble cool, but humble ain't the Story of OJ. Yeah. In terms of substance, Humble is not touching the Story of OJ. The only thing people got mad at Kendrick, you know, there was a couple, people out there, not men, but some women got upset. You know, some women that we would classify in the Me Too movement got upset, about, the song when he was like, I'm sick and tired of the, Photoshop something, something with the cellulite and all this other stuff. And, show me something that looked more like Richard Pryor. I mean, talking about a hair and then he goes, your stuff tastes so good. Put it on my taste buds. You know, see, there are things that, I'm not going to say what he said before that, but there are things that, you know, women part of the Me Too movement wouldn't approve of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Best rap album, Kendrick Lamar. Damn. So his album won, but dude, Jay-Z's 444 should have won that one. So he beat Migos. Yeah. He beat Migos' album, Culture, Rhapsody. Wow, Rhapsody was nominated? Whoa, I didn't know Rhapsody was nominated. Shout outs to her. And then Tyler, the Creator, Flower Boy. I won't get into to Tyler, Creator's album. I won't get into that.
Yeah. So Rhapsody was nominated, huh?
Yes, he was. Rhapsody was nominated. And Rhapsody is nice. That's, wow. Okay. So Kendrick Lamar's album won. I like the album. Don't get me wrong. I like it, but I like Jay-Z's 444 better. But I do like Kendrick Lamar's album. He has songs on there that he hasn't had as singles that I like the most. But he definitely has some songs. I get it. There's nothing wrong with him winning this. I'd rather him win this than Migos. Let's just say that.
You know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Keep. Original.
Repeat that. Repeat what you said, Zacchaeus.
Keeps it authentic, you know.
Okay.
And go.
There's some technical difficulties. Hold on.
That, you know, he's going authentic. He's keeping it's just flowing, just hip hop. You know, and I like that. You know,
Zacchaeus, you're gonna have to repeat the last 2 minutes you said, because the audio cut out. Go ahead.
He's keeping it real. He's keeping it original. He's keeping it authentic. And I like what he said when he won this award. He keeps it hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
And I like that. You know, he's keeping it hip hop. He's keeping it real. And I like that. You know, he's not wavering the style or going with the trend. But he's going it with it. He's keeping it original. And that's what I like about Kendrick Lamar, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. Let me get through these last two. And then we need to talk about the state of today's music. So, song of the year. That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. No surprise there. Album of the year. Bruno Mars, 24K Magic. No surprise there.
I'm not surprised.
No. Record of the year. 24-Karat Magic winner. Okay. After all of that being said, after talking about all those awards, what's going on with today's quality of music? What's your opinion on today's quality of music, man?
Today's music, I think a lot of it, and a lot of young people, I guess, young people don't know, but the lot of the music that you're hearing today is it's of the original sounds, you know, the original sounds that came out back then. You know, they say history repeats itself, but dude, when I'm hearing songs like "Turn Me On," "Done Over Again," and the song by Tanto Mentor Novante, sung by Tory Lanez. Again, I love "We Will Fall in Love Sometime." I'm hearing those songs sung over. It's a lot of the songs. There's a lot of the songs that they just bringing back the old sound. They're bringing it back and they're copying off and they're redoing the old songs that you hear. The songs that you hear like maybe 10 years ago, they're redoing it.
So it's just recycling. Because there's a difference between recycling and sampling.
Difference between sampling and recycling, yeah. So what they're doing is they're singing it over, singing some of the old songs over again. And a lot of artists are doing
getting clear. Well, I don't know if you heard this, but supposedly Brandy and Common and I forgot somebody else are redoing Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness.
They're doing Optimistic by they're doing that over again? That don't need to be done over again, though.
No, it don't.
Like, they're doing Optimistic by Sounds of Blackness over again?
Yeah. First off,
that song doesn't need to be touched.
The first one is, let me just say this. I agree with you. That song does not need to be touched. That song is classic. And if it's gonna be touched, why not by a gospel artist? It's a gospel song, gospel group. So why?
This is gospel.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Now, I don't know if you could top. I don't know. Look, Brand. No disrespect to Brandy, but get the heck out of here. Get the heck out of here. If I was to recommend anybody to remake that record, she wouldn't be on the list. As long as you keep your head to the sky. I don't picture Brandy singing that. No disrespect. I like Brandy. No disrespect.
But this is what I'm talking about, man. I mean, there's a lot of do-overs, you know, and some songs don't need to be do-over, you know, and I'm hearing a lot of that in the music, and I'm saying to myself, man, it's what about originality? Why about just creating your own sound and just coming off with that? It just coming off with a new written song, you know. Even with Christmas songs, I remember somebody saying on the radio that we haven't had an original Christmas song done in a while. You know, originality and authenticness and originality and standing out. Mm-hmm. But I big up Kendrick Lamar today because I'm like, man, you know, sometimes it's just originality just can win you over sometimes because songs don't need to be done over again. You know, it just needs to be left alone. It just needs to stay a classic. I cannot believe what I just heard. Optimistic by Sounds of Madness being done again? How are they going to sing that again? Well, anyway.
You can't top the original. The original is a super classic. Not just a classic, but a super classic.
Oh, and that's why I scratched my head to it, man, because I'm like, you know, and I was like, okay. You know, when I heard Chris Brown singing, he was singing Booyah Kabooyaka in his verse, and then he'll sing... But by Red Rat, oh no, it's a shame. And I'm like, okay, he did a song with that mimicked Red Rat, the reggae artist. Oh no, you know.
Oh like, yeah, I know that record.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know. And I'm saying, I said, well, you know, I mean, yeah, hoping to give homage to the original artist, you know. Song with I'm the
special. Well, see,
Omarion
kind of redid not too long ago with that one joint with Chris Brown and Jhené Aiko. There are certain parts of the song where he's redoing Maxi. Maxi. Murder She Wrote. I'm like, you know, so he, you know.
Talking about. This is what I'm talking about. When does Shaka Demus and Pliers need to be done again? Murder She Wrote.
Murder She Wrote.
To be done again, man. A pretty face and bad character. That's a type of living can. Hoshaka, follow me. A pretty face and bad character. That's a type of living can. Hoshaka, she's pretty. She faces pretty, but the character dirty. Run to a 2:30, 30. Tom and Dick in also Ari. And when she find the mischief, she talk about she's sorry. Sorry, I can sing the whole song. Exactly. That don't need to be done again, man.
Yeah.
I said that song is not, that song is not original.
Yeah.
That song was taken and sampled by Shaka Demus and Pliers.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, but it was please respect the original. Oh man, that's all I'm saying, man. I mean, when you talk about today's music and today, a lot of this, especially with the R&B and hip hop, a lot of the songs was taken. Pick up the Papoose, because I remember Papoose did a song that and he paid homage to Black Moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did a
free song. Yeah, Buck 'em Down.
That homage to Black Moon, and to me, I respect. I'm like, yeah, you know, at least he paid homage to Black Moon. He did that. He did it over.
Yeah, Buckshot on it. Buckshot was in it.
Was in the video, and I'm yeah.
Nah, I like that.
I like that, you know. I like that, but man.
Yeah.
That is a lot of R&B, man. It's sampling, taking out. And we just respect the reggae artist, respect the dance hall, respect them, man, and, you know, pay homage to them, man. And, you know, even well, back then, I know where they're getting it from, because back then they had a certain reggae artist named Sanchez that sung over a Babyface song. You know, do you expect, you know, Diamond, you know, he sing a song called Ring, Diamond Ring by Babyface.
Okay.
And it was sung over by a reggae artist named Sanchez, which he did very well. He did nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of young people did. Some of them, they don't know. It's like, yo, listen, that's not original.
We'll see. Off air, we was talking about, well, here's what I like about these awards, though. I'm so glad that trap, the what we were saying earlier, the winners were not that ignorant trap music stuff. I was expecting that to win at the Grammys, because the Grammys is basically the biggest musical platform. The Grammys are like what the Oscars are to the movies. So I'm glad that none of that pill popping, lean sipping, gold teeth wearing, and under your gold teeth you got rotten teeth type of not hip hop but rap crowd did not win. That did not win there. It didn't.
Yeah. A mumble rap, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Mumble rap took a L last night. Mumble rap took a L. Yeah, we could all sum that up with mumble rap. It took a L, son. So that's what I could take from that. But it shouldn't have gotten nominated to begin with. Why is mumble rap? You made it easy for Kendrick to win. Look at his competition besides Jay-Z.
Right.
You made it easy. Back in the days, man, let me tell you what a nomination would look like back in the days. Your nomination Not at the Grammys, because the Grammys for years did not respect hip hop. Did not. But at any other award show, BET or MTV, this is what awards would look like. Album of the year, somebody like Nas, Jay, DMX, somebody like a Nas, DMX, a Jay, Wu-Tang, and all that would be nominated in the same category. Yes. That's competition, yes. Dude. That's competition. Now that's comp. That is comp. That's when you can't call it. We need those type of, if you're going to give me a award show, that's going to, have me really try to figure out who's going to win, you got to have it like that. You got to stack up something like that. You got to put some competition, some real competition. You know, you putting up mumble rap. Mumble rap is not competition for any real hip hop. And the only reason why mumble rap cats would win is because, you know, they're not going to win anywhere else. So they feel sorry for them. So they say, okay, well, on our award show, you win. But, Zacchaeus, don't you think it's very telling for an award show like the Grammys to nominate somebody? I mean, to have Kendrick win, in those categories. But somebody like BET Awards wouldn't pick Kendrick to win something like that. They would have the mumble rap win, and BET is supposed to be Black Entertainment Television, and anything that goes on that channel, it should be somewhat of an uplifting. But then again, BET is not Black owned, so this is why we have what we have with BET, and this is why things are the way they are and the results they are in popular Black music. Isn't that very telling that the Grammys would... Okay. Let me let you get on that. Talk about that.
No. You see, now, BET is like everything else. Hip hop was sold.
Yep.
BET is sold. So you have stories, and you have like what they call hip hop. They call it they just name, you know, is a certain, it goes into a different category. They call it hip hop anyway. Well, trap music, different form, but. You know, to me, it's still considered like mumble rap.
Yeah, then the Trap Awards. You might as well call it Best Trap Album.
You might as well take it out of hip hop and call it trap music, because it's not hip hop. My thing is this. That's why, and you know, I mean, them like saying to myself, they acknowledge the realness finally with Kendrick Lamar, because certain artists don't like to change their style, and they like to keep it authentic. What I mean by authentic, keep it original. Be original. Don't follow the trendy trend. Now, but I was thinking back by the BET Awards that they didn't put homage to the certain artists, but they give the mumble rap the hip hop category and it kept winning. You know, because
the BET Awards was trash, man. Last year's BET Awards was trash.
Yeah, we lost when we sold our music, we lost all rights to give authenticity respect.
Speak on it.
Sold our music. We gave all rights to people that just wanted to work. Music. They don't care about the culture really. They just care about the money.
Think about it. The soul.
When you sell your soul.
Yeah.
And you sell your soul and you give up your rights to, and that's why you're not respected.
Yes.
And that's why, this is why certain artists are not shine, you know. Kendrick Lamar never won a Grammy, you know.
Yeah, that didn't stop him.
For keeping hip hop real. He even formed his own hip hop culture. He said, you know what? Hip hop is a culture. Probably make it a culture, but even he had to admit that. Said, "Listen, when we gave up hip hop, when we sold hip hop, this is what we're subject to. Where real MCs and lyricists want to get signed, they can't get signed because they're not trendy. can't get signed if you're not trendy. You get less respect to those who wanna be independent and form their own. That's what we have to do. Like you said, the fifth. Well, that's what we gotta do. We gotta form our own.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be our own and form our own, because
mm-hmm.
not looking to get signed. They're not gonna get signed because you're not going with the trend.
Yeah.
No, you're not coming with that original hip hop flow.
Well, we have to have our own hip hop awards that is broadcasted, because
boom bop era.
Yeah, we can't count. There has to be some type of coalition or something, because we can't count BET. BET's not black owned anymore. They don't care. This is why their award shows have been so trash lately. You know, BET should change its name. It shouldn't be called BET anymore, because it's not owned by black people. I'm one of those people. I'm not Stacey Dash, Jesus. I just want to make sure I let this be known, because Stacey Dash was the one that said there shouldn't be BET anymore. The one thing I want to say about Stacey Dash is that she said that in a different way. What I'm saying is, because BET is not black anymore, and it is not what they had when Bob Johnson had it, at this point, you might as well not even call it black entertainment television no more. You might as well just call it entertainment television, because that's all it's helping us. It's not showcasing us in a good light. This is why you see things the way they are between our people, sadly. And if anything, all of that needs to just go to Diddy's channel on Revolt, because Revolt does a better job of representing black music than BET does.
Right?
You know, so that's my opinion so far, you know, and it's not for the culture. BET is not for the culture. It hasn't been for the culture for a very long time. It's not for the culture. And you know, I'm for boycotting the BET Awards until I get some. I don't know what they're gonna put at this year. Let me see what they're doing this year. I'm for boycotting the BET Awards if that's what it's gonna take for us to actually get some respect here. So boycotting the whole channel in general. I don't know. I mean, it's just crazy. It's crazy. You know.
Instead, sometimes.
Zakia, say it again.
It's just for money. Because now, oh yes, it's a mumble rap, and his originality, that's not really looked upon, you know? And I see that. But it just have to take the Grammy Awards to acknowledge the artists like
Kendrick
Lamar and respect them. But this is a lesson to teach all artists to stay original, stay true to your roots. You don't have to go with the trend. You don't have to go with the trend. You don't have to go what's out there. Stay true to your roots. You know what? Oh, that's hot right now. So I'm gonna just be like that artist. Be yourself. Be true to yourself. And be true to your art.
Well, you know, we lost some awards. You know, we used to have the Vibe Awards. You know, we used to have the Source Awards.
Yes.
We don't have these awards no more. So our options are very small. Very small. And Soul Train doesn't do hip hop like that. So, you know, the options are very small when it comes to hip hop. When it comes to black music, I mean, we still have Soul Train Awards, but I'm telling you, when it comes to hip hop, the options are very small. You know, I'm for Revolt doing if Revolt can do a very high quality award show, I want to see what happens there. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, the options are just not what they used to be. So we're gonna have to close up, man. Anything you want to say? You know, as far as like what we talked about today, anything that we missed that you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Covered a lot, and I think as far as the music category is concerned, I think we definitely touched on a lot of things, and I said before, originality really stands out in music, and I think keeping it real and building our own and having your own business and building your own is the best way to go. So when our options are very low, our options are not, we don't have much. Like you said before, we don't have much to really run home to and watch, you know, and, when something stands out and words are gone and certain things are gone, you don't really see it, on television no more. But, that's because, you know, once we sell out and sold out, that was it.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess my final thing I want to say is, when it comes to a brand is one thing, but a brand is nothing if the product sucks. And what will continue the brand and the product is if the service is good. I think the award shows or any award shows would be better if the product was better. The product will reflect the service. The brand represents this product and service. So musically, if the music was better, right, then you would see more of that need for wanting to, like you said, run home and see the awards and stuff like that. You will want to be more, keep your ear to it. These days, it's not what it is. So this is why you see it in a reflection of the award shows. These award shows could be better if the product that they was putting out was better. The industry has a lot to do with the success of award shows based off who is out and who is doing what. But I would say for these award shows, you control who you can have perform. You control that. A lot of the times, a lot of these award shows for ratings have to put out guys they probably really don't like because it's just a business move. You know? Right. So that is what's going on. Once upon a time, we had better product. The earlier BET Awards, the earlier Grammys, the earlier MTV Awards used to be so much better because the product back then was better.
Right. So the product was better. Mm-hmm.
So this is the future. This is the state of today's music and the future of music and where it's going. And, you know, I don't know, but I just hope those who are doing what they're doing stay true to what they're doing, because you are the master of your own domain when it comes to your career in terms of what you do creatively, if you choose to do so.
Right.
All right. So Zacchaeus, where can they reach you, man?
Reach me at Facebook, Wayne Zacchaeus Backus on Facebook. You can also reach me on Instagram, also at Wayne Backus. Just look for Zacchaeus B73. You can also reach me on Twitter, Wayne Backus 2. Yeah.
All right. All right, repeat that one more time. The audio kind of went out. Your Twitter.
You can reach me also on Facebook on Wayne Zacchaeus Backus. Also, you can reach me on Instagram at Wayne Backus. You can just look for Zacchaeus B73. Be on Twitter at Wayne Backus 2.
All right, you can reach me Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Fifth General on all platforms. At The Fifth General on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All right, so we're going to get up out of here. Signing off, Mr. Z.
Mr. Z.
All right, and this is Fifth. We're going to get up out of here, and we'll see our next episode. Next episode is going to be episode 24, the season finale of season one, Mr. Z and Fifth. The Round That's Circle right. podcast with me, Zacchaeus, and CinemaScapes, our brother Cinema, will be coming back sometime in February, okay? But, like I said, episode 24 will be next week. Will be, next week, that is. And, you know, that will be the season finale of season one. anything that I gotta say, I'll hold it for that episode. But just letting you guys know ahead of time. All right, we're gonna get up out of here. Signing off, Mr. Z and Fifth. Peace.